It's a Demi.
Welcome to the 2024 Demes. If you're wondering what's a Demi or what's a Demes, a Demi is a Don't Evolve Me mini episode. And the Demes is a Don't Evolve Me award show. We did this last year with Michael Schumer, and we kind of made a little bit more of a spectacle last year. This year, couldn't get the scheduling to work. It's really hard at the end of the year to get scheduling to work, which is one of the reasons why I take a hiatus. As well as, I wasn't that excited for this award show like I was last year. It was hard. There wasn't a lot to celebrate. Maybe it's the political climate of our world. Maybe it's the fact that in terms of nerd-like stuff, nerd entertainment, 2024 is really, really tame. Marvel Cinematic Universe had one movie, which is crazy. It's absurd. The DC had one movie. Star Wars had nothing in terms of, like, movies. TV shows wasn't too bad. But this video games, we almost had a DLC one video game of the year. So 2024, when it comes to nerd entertainment, very, very lax. So it's hard to get myself excited. But here we are in a Don't Evolve Me mini episode to talk about my favorite movies and least favorite films, movies, and video games of the year. And we're just going to get into the meat and potatoes of it all. This shouldn't be too long of an episode. You can already see how long it is. I'm in the process of figuring it out. My goal is 20. That's why it's a Demi. All right. Movie of the year. Last year, it was Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse with Guardians of the Galaxy 3 taking second. And this year, movie of the year goes to the only nomination, and that is Deadpool and Wolverine. This movie was fun. It was a really good time. It was basically what we wanted to see. We wanted to see Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool and Hugh Jackman, like, Wolverine. We wanted to see it. We got to see it. And it was a fun movie. But I'll be honest, this movie kind of won because there really just wasn't much else to compete against, at least in terms of nerd. If I was a Dune fan and I actually watched Dune Part 2, Dune would be probably up here. Otherwise, there really wasn't many movies. Venom wasn't that great. Joker 2. Eh. So, yeah, Deadpool Wolverine, I think it's worthy. It's a worthy nomination for sure in another busier year. I think Deadpool Wolverine definitely takes some consideration. I don't know if Deadpool Wolverine wins in another year. But that being said, it's a really fun movie. I believe I gave it a 4 minus 3 plus at the worst. Solid movie. Worst movie of 2024. Last year, I gave it to Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. That movie was atrocious. That movie continues to get worse as it ages. Especially with, like, Jonathan Majors no longer being the guy. Now it's Dr. Doom. So, yeah. I'm going to say the worst movie of 2024. There's a few movies that is in consideration. The movie I'm not going to name is Venom: The Last Dance. That movie is very much a nothing burger. It's not bad. It has decent moments, but it's largely forgettable. The other movie that I'm going to list that I think it's going to be a lot of people's consideration, and that is Joker 2. And I'm not even going to attempt to say the actual title, Joker and Harley, the sequel to Joker. This movie, such a bore fest. It wasn't necessarily a horrible movie. It's just everything that you loved and like why you enjoyed the first one, it seemed like they just did the opposite in the second movie and really just kind of, I don't know how to describe it. They're very much trying for something with the second movie, but I will say this. It wasn't an entertaining movie, and really, if you enjoy, if you're a fan of the first movie and you haven't watched the second one yet, just skip it. Anything you can think of probably is better than the second one. I digress. That being said, this is the worst movie of 2024, and it's Borderlands. My God, that movie is a hot pile of garbage. Really should have just never been released. And it's the only one that I'm going to give of the year. It's like a 1+. It was barely watchable. Mess of a movie. Like, these are, like, this is the reason why video game movies get such a bad rap. But speaking of video games, let's move into the next topic. The greatest television show of 2024, at least in terms of like nerdy TV shows. And this one I had in my mind throughout the entire year. Because my first thought was Fallout. I had high hopes for the series. Especially the closer we got. It looked good. It looked great. It looked like Fallout. Then we watched it. And I never had, like, I never watched something where, like, my fandom of it comes back strong. Because I remember just watching Fallout and just getting really into the lore of Fallout. And then just wanting to explore that lore as much as possible. It was the reason why I got really into Fallout 4 again this year. The show itself was fantastic. Lucy, Maximus. Like, Lucy is just a fun character to follow, as well as the ghoul. And just the lore behind the entire show and just the visual effect. Like, it was a fun show to watch. And so that show was pretty much on my mind. And that was the leading front runner. And then we get into summer. And this is where we get Acolyte, we get The Boys, and we get House of Dragons. Acolyte doesn't deserve to even be mentioned in this award. Then we get The Boys, Season 4, as well as House of Dragons Season 2. But the problem with The Boys and the problem with House of Dragons is I don't think these shows were better this year than they have been before. House of Dragons was great in season one. Season two had moments, but didn't finish up strong. They were setting up season three. The Boys, season four, probably the weakest season of the whole show. And for the most part, this show didn't do anything fantastic. It more or less set up season five in a very scary way, might I add. Scary of the real world implications of the show. It seems oddly realistic, especially now. So, going after the summer, I'm like, The Boys, maybe, House of Dragons, maybe, but I'm more or less, I was feeling Fallout. And then something interesting happened. We had two more shows coming up. These shows being Agatha All Along and The Penguin. Two shows that my expectations were at most a 4-. But both these shows blew out expectations and were both 4+. And that's where now I'm going between Fallout, Agatha All Along, and The Penguin. But I think I have my answer. Agatha All Along was probably the funnest show, especially from a week-to-week standpoint and learning all the mysteries. And I really think Agatha deserves consideration. That show is, for the most part, a really great show. Penguin was everlasting. I talked about it with Donald and the whole idea of narcissism. That project had a message, and that message is strong. And honestly, I go back to that show a lot. And part of me really wants to make it. And I'm even going back and forth in my mind right now between two shows. And that is Fallout and probably The Penguin. But I think I'm going to give it up to Fallout. Because that show just was fun from start to beginning. And the lore of that show was amazing. But I did want to give considerable mention to Agatha All Along. Because I think from a week-to-week standpoint, the funnest I had this year. There's only one other show that I may have had more fun with. But for the other reasons, we'll get into that in a second. The Penguin, not as fun, but the message was strong. I will say, yeah, Fallout is the one that, of all the three shows, that's the one I want to get back into. Maybe because it's a long, anyway. Fallout is the winner. Really good show. The other two deserving of honorable mention. Worst show of 2024. Now, I'm pretty sure you can probably find me a show that's worse than this. And I had a lot of fun covering this show. It was kind of a hot mess in parts where I actually enjoyed it. And that show is The Acolyte. Disney does it again with worst show of the year. It's a fun show. It was a fun show to cover as a podcaster. It's not a good show. But I think the reason why I really enjoyed the show is because it actually got really good in parts. The villain reveal was fun. There was other episodes that made it less boring. It wasn't a boring show by any means. It was just very much a hot mess of a show. This is what happens when you have people who don't know how to write shows and you give them a giant budget. And that's what you get with The Acolyte. So Acolyte, worst show of 2024, even though I think it was just a grand hell of a time. I don't really have anything for video games. Last year I had Baldur's Gate, and I was going between Baldur's Gate and Legend of Zelda. Actually, I think I did do Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. No, there was really nothing for me this year that I really wanted to buy or get into, and I'm also just hardware-wise behind, at least when it comes to consoles. So I don't really have anything video games. I will say show of the year for me, as in show that it's already came out. One Piece easily is probably my number one show that I've watched this year. We are finally caught up to the English dub. It is great. I'm waiting for Ro for season 3 because we can finally talk about it. That'd be my rewatch show of the year. My replay, the replay game of the year. I'm going to give it out to Fallout 4. Played Fallout or watched this show. Game's fun. So yeah, that is the demos. I don't really have much more. The recap. Movie of the year. It's Deadpool and Wolverine. TV show of the year is Fallout. Worst movie of the year goes to Borderlands. And the worst TV show of the year goes to The Acolyte. And my funnest show of the whole year is One Piece. And my video game of the year, replayed video game of the year, I will say Fallout 4. And yeah, kept it short, 14 minutes. Woo. All right, guys, thank you. Excited to talk to you guys in season 3. Check out my thoughts and takes on Superman trailer, as well as Creatures Commandos. I may come back for Skeletons to Crew to talk about it. We will see. It's a solid show. All right, guys. Till then, Jake the host is out.